This is Higher Ed Heroes with Dr. Sebastian Kempf and Dr. Alistair Stark.
Hi and welcome to a new episode of Higher Ed Heroes. My name is Seb, and as always, I'm joined here by my wonderful co-host, Al.
Hello, everyone. Our podcast is about transformative moments in the classroom. We believe these moments when we bring classrooms to life can be achieved often by making small changes that are easy to adopt.
And that's our focus. Small things communicated in simple ways by teachers who know that those practices make a difference to their students. Our hope is that you as a listener might be able to reflect and even feel inspired to think about whether these might work for your own students.
And because we know our listeners are busy and time poor, we always want to communicate these small lessons in a jargon-free way, which is why we have the teaching jargon buzzer, which we hit when we hear those buzzwords that might be more at home in a teaching committee or faculty meeting. Seb, shall we introduce this week's guest?
I'm very pleased to welcome Associate Professor Peter Walters. Peter is someone I've known for a long time, and I know that his teaching is something that I've wanted to have on our podcast here for a while. Besides this, Peter, I should say, is an urban sociologist and an expert in urban community in all of its forms here in and at UQ. And not only has Peter recently been promoted to Associate Professor, he's also won the UQ Award for Teaching Excellence last year. What a year it has been. Congratulations, Peter, and welcome to the podcast.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know that you're worried about the buzzer, so I'm just going to hit it just to ease the pressure on you.
Last time, no.
You are an award winner, so you're going to sail through this without any no's.
I feel better now. Thank you.
Okay, let's get to it. In your urban sociology course, one of the assessment items that you use with your students is a 7 to 10 minute short documentary film. Talk us through how this works, Peter.
This is a major assessment, which is due at the end of the semester, so we build up to this throughout the semester. Because it's a course about places, I just thought it would be fantastic to introduce a visual component to this rather than continuing to ask students to write about what they know and what they understand about the course. I've asked them to think of a place which has meaning for them. It doesn't have to be good meaning. It can be bad meaning, a place that frightens them or a place that they love. Immerse themselves in that place and try and bring some of the concepts that they've learnt during the course to that place to try and help explain it in a sociological way.
The first reaction I have is twofold. First, I feel that's amazing because I like film and I've been dreaming to do this in one of my courses. And the second reaction is that all of your students are doing this. This is not just optional. So you're making them do a film documentary in a course that's not on filmmaking but on urban sociology. How do your students acquire those skills?
Well, we don't assume that they have any at the start of the semester. What we do in the first few weeks is we introduce them to two sets of skills. One is smartphone videography, and the other one is just some basic editing skills. And we invite a couple of guys from Italy, the Institute of Teaching and Learning Innovation here at UQ, to come and present on those two skills. So by the end of about week four, students have had some instruction in how to use their smartphones. We ask them to use their smartphones. We don't. There's no benefit in this course of having expensive video equipment. Their smartphones are fine, and we just introduce them to some free video editing software. They don't need to be post-production experts. They just need to know how to split up a video, how to edit it, and maybe put some captions and things like that. So we're not marking the students on their technical abilities. We're marking them on imagination and creativity.
Can you give us and our listeners a few examples of quite stunning and memorable videos students have done?
One of the best ones that I've seen is from a student who just focused on her family kitchen. And the whole video was about her and her family using the kitchen, cooking, and she introduced all of this great sort of background context, you know, theories of the family and the private realm and the way that guests and strangers and family interact over food and the power of food to bring people together socially. It is about this kitchen, but the kitchen is a micro environment, but they bring the macro sort of social structures into the kitchen environment. Another student did one last year on her local laundromat, and in the same way, she used the laundromat to demonstrate how these places are sites of accidental encounter and social interaction and local neighbourhood community. Another student did a fantastic one, I think, during COVID, actually. I think the first time we did this was during COVID. So we had a lot of students who were in places like Hong Kong and Shanghai and Beijing. And so they were able to sort of give us a window into their local environments, even though they couldn't be here in Brisbane for the course. And so one student did a fantastic video on street performers in Hong Kong and the politics of street performing in Hong Kong and the way that the changes in governance in Hong Kong over the last sort of decade have influenced the way that people can express themselves on the street. So, you know, lots of different examples.
And I guess that's a documentary theme, isn't it? The everyday coming to life and showing us those bigger messages and lessons.
Yeah.
And is that what you meant when you said immerse in place? The kitchen example is a great one in terms of someone being immersed in a moment in a space. That's what you're looking for.
Yes. I'm looking for students to sort of derive meaning out of this place. So it's got to, that's why I say at the beginning of the semester, this has got to be a place that means something to you, that evokes some sort of emotional response in you, because I want that to come out in the documentary.
I would definitely go to the park. I walk my dog in every day.
I wonder if we'll ever find out how.
I may enroll in the course.
Some people might say, okay, great idea, a space that means something to you in order to bring in broader theories, concepts, ideas around from sociology. But you could do this in an essay. So in a way, I'm part of you preaching to the choir with me, but I would just like to hear from you, like, why the medium of film and film documentary as opposed to just having them write an essay?
Well, I think, I mean, the urban itself is a very visual topic. It's very visually powerful, and students don't really get the opportunity to express themselves visually, even though most of the students are digital natives. They're from Gen Z, and expressing yourself visually is almost second nature, I think, to most young people. And that's why it's not a confronting assignment to them once they realise that they don't have to have technical proficiency or prowess, but they can just express themselves visually rather than textually. Students really like the idea. One of the most common sort of feedbacks that I get about this is that it was fantastic not to have to write another essay.
How then do you mark them? What are the criteria? How do you give the feedback on? And, you know, obviously we teach a lot of creative and artistic things in higher education, but it is challenging to provide criteria around those kind of...
There are four criteria, I think, off the top of my head. The first one is, does the place work? Did you select a place which allows you to complete the task? I think the second one was, how did you link the formal concepts, the academic concepts that you've learnt? How did you link them to that place? The third one, maybe there's only three. Creativity was one, the ability to construct a coherent narrative which works visually and also in terms of the audio. And then I think creativity on top of that.
And it must be interesting to be a student and get away from the essay writing criteria.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's one pitfall, a possible pitfall with this assignment, and something I stress to students throughout the semester is this is not a night before task. This is something that you have to work on during the semester. You can't leave it till the last week.
Peter, that goes in the direction of where I wanted to ask another question, and you sort of pointed towards student reaction. You mentioned already they say, great, I didn't have to write another essay. How do they generally react when you tell them early on in the semester, hey, here's going to be a film documentary you're going to have to do? And what is it that you do to massage them to maybe take away some of that fear that they might have and to thrive doing that?
I give them access to good examples from previous years so they can look at other students' work. You know, I'll give them three or four or five. All these videos are on YouTube, on a limited YouTube channel, so I give them links to ones that have worked well just to get them sort of understanding what's required. I think the fact that they don't need to be, you know, sophisticated videographers gives them a bit of relief. The fact that they've got all semester to work on this, and we do it incrementally, and in the first few weeks we give them the skills that they're going to need for the rest of the semester, I think that's what puts their minds at ease. Most students look forward to it, and the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive.
And it's definitely something anyone can pick up and have a go at. You can try it in almost any subject, one would imagine. It's really transferable.
They leave with a little set of skills, and you know, anyone with a smartphone can do one of these.
And especially, it seems really amenable to topics where there is a reflection on one's place in an environment that's immediate.
And students use the people in those environments as well. A lot of students will do a vox pop. One of the students last year did one on the Triffid, which is a music venue in Brisbane, you know, an alternative music venue. And this student actually worked at the Triffid, so he just interviewed people who were there. Why are you there? What do you like about this place? He interviewed his colleagues who were working there. I guess he got other people to tell the story for him, and some students do that very effectively.
I find quite often when people sort of think that making students produce, say, an audio product or a film documentary, that, you know, that might be inferior to writing an essay or might just be a fancy way of doing it. That's not what I personally believe. But I think what is quite remarkable is that if you have done that kind of exercise like your students have, there is a lot of writing involved. There's a storyboard. It's about skills of actually communicating something in a very concise way according to a particular logic, which at first sight, the medium of film might not actually convey so easily.
Yeah, one of the things we do, one of the skills we give students is storyboarding and scripting. And so we give them the opportunity to submit a script in the first half of the semester, and they get feedback on that. So that's, I guess that's another way to, I guess, reduce anxiety, is that if they want to, they can submit a script and we'll give them feedback on it and you know, how their story hangs together, whether this is a workable place, whether they might want to think about a different place or think about this place in a different way.
I can imagine there's a lot of self-reflection and note-taking that goes on behind the scenes that you don't get to see as students. Map out what they're going to film, how they're going to film it, ideas come up, and there must be quite a lot of work for the student that allows them to self-reflect.
A lot of these videos are almost confessional, that they are places that mean a lot to these students, and a lot of them you discover a lot more about the student than you might in an essay. That's up to the student how much they disclose of themselves, of course. You know, some students are happy to put themselves into the documentary, their faces, talk to camera. Others will just do a voiceover, and that's fine. That's up to the student.
I'd love to do this. I'm not sure I'm brave enough, but I'd love to do it. It feels very creative and worthwhile, both for teacher and student.
Well, you know where to sign up to now.
That's right.
Peter, if there's someone amongst our listeners now thinking, I think that would be really nice to try, where would you say should they start? What's the advice that you would give someone who might want to use that?
I'm not a technical expert in this area, and this particular assessment wouldn't work without the help of the experts from Italy who give their time to come and in a really engaging way just teach the students what they need to know technically. I think it reduces anxiety. So that's a really important component. Giving them time, giving them a whole semester, and continuing to develop their ideas. It's a small class. It's getting bigger, actually. It's about 50 or 60 now. But there's still plenty of space during this semester for people to come up to us and ask and share their ideas and talk about what they've got in mind.
You'll be getting bigger with that award.
Right.
Yeah.
It's only going one way.
One of the benefits for the teacher in this assessment, if anyone's thinking of embarking on a similar sort of assessment, is that it's actually really good fun to mark as well. You almost look forward to the end of the semester when these videos are submitted, because most of them are really enjoyable to watch and a pleasure to mark. So that's another benefit.
Looking forward to marking is that's a good way to leave it.
Yeah.
Yes. Been tremendous, Peter, to have you here on the podcast. Congratulations, I said to you at the beginning, for the teaching award. I'd like to add a congratulation to it, because it sometimes takes a bit of courage to introduce something
to your course and, you know, go and branch out into film documentary as a form of assessment that every student does and what you have to build around. This is, you know, a big effort and it's great to see. And this is in a way what Higher Ed Heroes is for Al and me. It's the idea that here are people who are sometimes taking a bit of a risk and try something different. And so congratulations on that. And thanks so much for joining us. If you as a listener heard anything that you liked, feel free to reach out to Al, to Peter, or to myself, and to tune into our different social media channels.
Thanks everyone for joining us in Higher Ed Heroes, and we look forward to your company again.